For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. This report is brought to you in part by Minnesota Farmers Union and AMPI. Rebecca Euchre joining us from the Howard Lake Waverly Winsted FFA chapter. And Rebecca, you guys have done a lot of good things here at convention this year.
Yes, we have. This year we're bringing four people to receive their American degree. Our Best Informed Greenhand, our general knowledge team, did really well. They got second place. Our parliamentary procedure team is currently at semifinals. We're waiting on results to see if they'll move on to finals round or not. We're super proud of that because they've all worked super hard. And also our agricultural communications team had their awards banquet this morning and they received a gold ranking. They got ninth place in the nation, so that's pretty awesome.
So now you were on that team, right? And you said it was kind of unexpected to finish that way?
Yeah, it was really unexpected. You know, there was only one person, Savannah, that was actually on the original state-winning team. So having three out of the four of us get trained in over the summer, that was a really short time period to get to know all the information. And the fact that we scored that well was really shocking, and I'm so proud of them.
So for those who are unfamiliar, what goes into a contest or a competition like that?
So for the agricultural communications contest, what we do is it's broken into four parts. There's the editing quiz, the communications quiz, the individual practicums, and then the presentation, which goes along with our proposal. And with the practicums, they're the four of us, we all like work on different categories. I was the opinionated writer, which I received first place in my area for that. Savannah was video production. Marlene was journalistic writer, and Nicole was web design. And we all did really well in those areas, and I feel like that's really what brought our scores up.
So do you have a certain topic you're writing about, or how do you focus on that?
So for the practicums, we attend a press conference, and this year there was a guy that came in and talked about the Thank Your Farmers project from Culver's. So they gave us a presentation about that, what the project is all about, and then we did our practicums based on that press conference.
So let's reverse a little bit or rewind a little bit. How did you ever get involved in FFA? Was that always kind of a goal of yours to get involved in the FFA?
I joined FFA I give credit to my sister, actually. She was involved in FFA for a super long time. So I joined as a seventh grader because I saw how much fun she was having in the organization and how many friends she made at camps and stuff like that. I didn't really become super involved until ninth grade. I ran for chapter office. I didn't get it the first year, but I ran again the next year and I got a chapter office. But I participated in my first CD in eighth grade, didn't really get far in it, but yeah, I'm really glad I made the decision to join.
I can see a lot of the things you're learning and doing, it's going to help you in your future career, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if I looked back probably 2 or 3 years ago, I probably would have never have seen myself come this far. Like, I always wanted to be, like, a doctor. And I've still like kind of considered it, but now I'm kind of like leaning more towards agricultural education because I just like I've seen how passionate I've become about this organization and I really don't want it to end. So I think that's super cool.
An outstanding story. Yes, Rebecca Euchre joining us from the Howard Lake Waverly Winsted chapter here at the National FFA Convention. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.